Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Norm McMillan. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Carlson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hal Carlson. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting second. The left fielder, Freddie Leach. Batting third. The third baseman, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Andy Cohen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Hubbell. Pitching for the New York Giants, Carl Hubbell. And now, play ball. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubbell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leach. English reaches second base with a double. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. English moves to third. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubbell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom strikes out. There goes Rausch. The throw from Taylor to English, and Rausch is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson misplays the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kyler. The throw from O'Farrell and he is out, Jackson applying the tag. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is hit by the pitch. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott takes first base on ball four. Terry moves to second. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. English hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cohen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell hits a line drive towards third. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rausch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. Leach hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hornsby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ott, who is chasing the ball. Hornsby reaches third base with a triple. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hornsby scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive towards third. Lindstrom catches it and throws to first to double up Kyler. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindstrom hits a line drive into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wilson, who is chasing the ball. Terry reaches third base with a triple. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ott hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson is 0-for-1 in the game. Carlson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 0-for-1 in the game. Cohen hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. English bunts, foul, towards first. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hornsby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Roush. Hornsby reaches second base with a double. McMillan moves to third. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-2 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Roush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roush hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-2 in the game. Leach hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-2 in the game. Lindstrom strikes out. There goes Roush. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Terry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Grimm strikes out. Two outs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 0 for 2 in the game. Cohen hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson is 0 for 2 in the game. Carlson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hubbell, and towards Cohen, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lindstrom. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell fires to first and picks off McMillan. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Hornsby hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Pat Crawford pinch hits for Carl Hubbell. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rausch hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 3 in the game. Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Scott now pitching. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 3 in the game. Kyler strikes out. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Grimm hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ott. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Stevenson moves to third. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 3 in the game. Lindstrom hits a line drive into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Terry hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 1, and New York Giants, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.